You know, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall show come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. Jesus Christ is going to come in the clouds. The trumpet's going to sound. That's what we're waiting for. Okay. And so I also have an issue when people say, oh, I saw Jesus. Jesus came and appeared to me and talked to me. I always ask this question. Did he have long hair? Well, yeah, you know, or somebody sent me a picture. I saw Jesus and here's what he looked like, long hair. I'm thinking to myself, well, the Bible teaches that it's a shame for a man to have long hair. And so why would Jesus have long hair? And in fact, if you study that scripture, he specifically says that we ought not to cover our head, meaning long hair in the context. He said we ought not to do that because we're in the image of glory of God. Well, if there's anybody that was the image and glory of God, it was Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus was the express image of his person. So why would he tell us, hey, don't have long hair, men, because you're the express image, you know, you're in the image of glory of God. But then the guy that's the express image had long hair? That makes no sense. If Jesus had long hair, why would he, well, have short hair because you're in the image of God who had long hair. It's me. It's madness. Yep. Folks, you've seen a bunch of pictures of Jesus with long hair. That's some dude doing a self-portrait is what that is. Some white dude with blonde hair and blue eyes doing a self-portrait or drawing his queer buddy or something because of the fact that a lot of those Renaissance painters were literal queers. Look up Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo and all the other Ninja Turtles, and guess what? You know, these guys are not godly men. They're effeminate dudes, so they're painting a Jesus in their own image. You know, have you ever seen where sometimes, you know, you go to a black church, they'll have a black Jesus, Asian church has an Asian Jesus, Latino church has the Latino Jesus, and then white people have the white Jesus, blonde hair, blue-eyed Jesus. Folks, we don't know what Jesus looked like. I don't care what he looked like. If it was important what he looked like, the Bible would describe him.
Right.
The Bible gives a lot of physical descriptions of a lot of people. We don't get a physical description of Jesus walking and talking on this earth because you know what? We're not supposed to obsess over how he looked. We're not supposed to make a graven image of Jesus or have some icon of Jesus that we bow down to or something. It doesn't matter. I don't care, red, yellow, black, and white. Jesus transcends all that. He's the Son of God. He's the Savior of the world. God's house, a house of prayer for all nations.
Amen.
Doesn't matter. We shouldn't be dividing over racial issues and trying to figure out, you know, who gets to claim Jesus for their race. You know, if you take pride in your race, you're a fool because of the fact that we're all of one blood, red and yellow, black and white, doesn't matter. And so the point is that Jesus Christ is the image of God. We don't know what he physically looked like, but I'll tell you one thing. He didn't have long hair. I'll guarantee you that because of the fact that he looked like everybody else. Because when they had to identify him in the Garden of Gethsemane, what'd they say? Judas is going to kiss him. The one that I kiss arrests the one that I kiss. Why didn't he just say, get the guy with the long hair? See the dude with the long hair? That's him. Spot him a mile away. He's the one with the man bun or whatever. He didn't say that because Jesus didn't have long hair. But yet people have these visions of Jesus long. But I always say to them, you know, well, you saw Jesus. Did he have long hair? Yes. Okay. Wrong guy. You saw Absalom in a vision. And the thing is, you know, I don't believe that Jesus Christ appears unto people today because Paul said, last of all, he was seen of me. I'm the least apostle. He was the last apostle who saw the resurrected Christ. The next time anybody sees him, everybody's going to see him. When he comes in the clouds, every eye shall see him. That's what I believe the scripture clearly teaches.
Amen.
And so, how did I get off on that, though?